Okay, so last week we studied about Antichrist. We came to know that Antichrist is not an individual but a system. And what is the meaning of that word Antichrist? Mosambada, can you tell me what is the meaning of that word Antichrist as per the Bible?
It's about last week class or
before that one, we had the last class with you know.
Antichrist means who is against the Christ, no?
Very good. Okay, who is against Christ? So,
the one who knows Christ, but who goes against?
Very good.
The teaching doctrine, no?
Very good. Very good. So, teaching false doctrines against Christ. Correct, now, brother?
Yeah, brother.
Good. Good. Thank you. So, we studied how the false doctrines crept inside the church when the apostles and all were awake. When they were all alive, so Satan could not come into the church. So once they all passed away in death, so Satan took a little bit of opportunities and came inside the church through false doctrines. Therefore, Apostle Paul also warned that after my departure, what will happen? Many people will come in sheep clothing, wolf in sheep clothing, and deceive the brethren and draw the disciples after them by false doctrine. Anyway, we studied how this false doctrine is crept inside regarding the two parables we studied. So the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the leaven. How, you see, the mustard plant was supposed to grow, but a tree grew, and how the birds of the air came and nested there. And how we have seen that leaven, you see, added to the three meals, what it got completely corrupted. So, initially, when the church, you see, was established, it was established in five places. Okay, in Jerusalem, in Antioch, in Egypt, in Constantinople, and Rome. These are the five places where the churches were established. So, we all know that it began from Jerusalem. Then Antioch, the first where the Christians were called, and Constantinople and Rome, we all know Apostle Paul's journey, and Alexandria, that means today's Egypt. So these are the places where the churches were established. So in these places, there were little churches. So in those days, there used to be no building. They used to gather as we gather these days in cottage meeting, like small houses. Okay, and each and every small church used to have a lot of pastors, you see, and the cluster of all the pastors, they used to have a bishop. Like in Jerusalem, there were a lot of, you see, churches. All the churches, pastors gathered together, and they used to have one bishop. So, in these five places, what happened? They were five bishops, you see. Now, what is the meaning of that word, pastor, bishop, and all? If you see, this is all actually a same word with a root word, minister. You can read Mark 10:45, brother. Mark 10:45. Mark 10:45, brother.
Mark 10:45, right? Mm. Okay, it's written here. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give him life a ransom for many.
Very good. So here the Son of Man came not to be ministered means what? Came not to be served, but he came to serve. Serve means what? Do servant like work, you see, dedicate his life, you see, do things for others. So that is the meaning of actually the work of a pastor and a bishop. All these are same words. See, nowadays we call minister. Whom do we call minister? Chief minister. You, very big person. Actually, the word minister is a servant. Chief minister means what? Chief servant. Chief servant of the entire nation. So he should be a servant. One who is serving the people. So in these five places, there were five bishops, five chief servants. Then what happened? Slowly, once the apostles died, a competition began among these five bishops. You see, and you see, the congregation was divided into two parts. One was the clergy, that means the people who take up the administration activities, and other is the laity. The laity is the people who just come and sit and go. They don't have any participation in the church activities, like administration activities. Okay, the clergy are the people who organize the meetings, or sing the choir, who give sermons, who give teachings, who offer prayers, okay, who sing songs and all these things. But laity are the just ordinary people who came and used to go. So what happened? It was like something like in the airplane, if you go, there's a business class and an economy class. So the two classes were clearly divided in the church. So the laity class, the ordinary people, used to look very high to the clergy class people because of their dedication, because of their sacrifice. As we, how do the people look about those sitting in a business class? Oh, very rich, very dignified. So similarly, this spirit came inside the church. The ordinary people, because they used to give reverence to the Lord, dedication, and and respect to them. And this motivated these bishops to dress themselves more grandly. You see, they began to wear more costly dresses and very, very attractive dresses than compared to all the people. So this got them more reverence and more respect and more honor among the people. You see, actually, these are all the work of the servants. God has given various types of people in the church. What is the reason for God giving them? You see, this is our work. So, this is not to be worn as a cloak for show off. So, what happened? The church, instead of doing activities, showing the dedication in the work for Christ, they began to do only outward things. Read Ephesians 4, chapter 11 to 13, brother. Ephesians 4, chapter 11 to 13. Read Ephesians 4:11 to 13, brother. What's up, brother?
Okay, brother. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all came in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ.
Very good. So, all these are the work which God has given so that everybody can come to the image of Christ. But what has happened? The church, lost the complete spirit. So, instead of coming to the image of Christ, they began to seek honor and respect of men. Christ many times warned the Pharisees and Sadducees that you seek honor of men, then honor of God. As the people gave more respect to these pastors because of the dedication and because of their holy service, they used to call them by the same work they do. They call them by, Pastor, how are you? Oh, servant of the Lord, oh, please welcome. Slowly what happened? The titles began to come in. Father, spiritual father. Who is spiritual father? Why? Because take care of spiritual activities. But what did Jesus say? Can we call somebody as father? Should we call somebody as father or not? Yes or no? What does the Bible say? Om brother, Krishna brother, Mausam brother,
no.
Tell me.
No.
Correct now. No. Matthew 23:9. Read. Read Matthew 23:9, brother. Read, brother. Read from the screen. What's up, brother? Read.
Okay, brother. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven.
One is your father which is in heaven. So, Jesus told not to call anybody as father. But today, what happened slowly, that pastor, bishop, father, slowly titles are what came. Then slowly what happened, some people completely dedicate their life, you see, to service of the Lord, 100% full-time ministry. Slowly what happened, that saint title was attached to them. Yeah, actually, the word saint is a short form of the word sanctified. You see? Sanctified. Let us read 1 Corinthians 1:2, brother. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Read, please. Kindly, anybody. Home brother, Krishna brother, if you are all active, if you have the Bible, read, please. Or else, Mosam brother, you can please continue reading.
Yeah. Okay, brother. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinthians, to them that are sanctified in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that is in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours.
See? Them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. These are the ones who are called to be saints. So who are saints? Not only some particular people, but who all are cleansed and made holy, that is sanctified by the blood of Jesus. They are all called to be saints. What happens? Only for the particular people the title was given. So slowly what happened? You see, the church began to deviate more and more from the doctrine of Christ. What does the Bible say? For God and man, Jesus is the mediator. But slowly what happened? You see, more mediators were added. Saint Anthony R., Saint John, Saint Nicholas, Saint Xavier, Saint Teresa, Saint Mary. So all these mediators were added, claiming these are the ones through whom which we need to go to God. So then what happened? Then slowly the name Reverend was also added as a title. Now in the Bible, who is called as Reverend? Anybody, any idea who is called as Reverend in the Bible? Let us
Jesus Christ.
Let us read Psalms 111:9, brother. Psalms 111:9. Read more, some brother.
He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant for ever holy and revered in his name.
Holy and reverend is his name. So whose name? God's name. God's name is reverend, it seems. That means he's so holy and so pure. That is the meaning of that word, reverend. But today, you see, man began to put this title before his name. You see, man was created much lower than the angels. Psalms 8, chapter 4 and 5. But fallen man is still a little bit lower than the perfect man. And how can a fallen man imagine to keep the name which is equal to God? Can man be equal to God? When Lucifer wanted to be equal to God, God, that one only did not like it. You see, that was pride in him. And imagine, if he keep titles which belongs to God, is it correct? These are the characters of God's children. They began to keep all these things as a title, dear brethren. Okay, not only just use it, but put aside for the name. Besides the name, they used to put all these things and all in those days, dear brethren. So, actually, this is how the church deviated from the truth. You see, nowadays also, so many people put a prefix for the name, like doctor, or honorable justice, you see, captain, colonel, general. Why these titles are given? Why these prefix are given? If you see, there is a very important reason. Whenever we book a plane ticket or a train ticket, usually there is a waiting list. See, on the waiting list, if you find any doctor or a general or a colonel, the first preference will be given to them. Why? Because such a big plane or a train, if something happens, if one doctor is there, he can save so many lives. That is the reason to identify it easily. This prefix was added, but now today, what has happened among Christianity? It has become a fashion. So similarly, among these five bishops, his competition began. First, it began in, you see, position. Then it began in adding the titles, names. You see, all the work they did, they began to add it in their names. Then they began to wear glorious robes, different costly robes. They used to come like as if they're coming for a red carpet walk. Or as in a circus, you see, you know, so many different varieties of dresses. So similarly, they used to come with him, sir. Dear brethren, you see, this created, a complete differentiation among the church. And ordinary people had nothing to do with the church activities. So as the days went on, you see, the Constantine, you see, emperor was there. He was the ruler of Rome. And during those days, the capital of the world was Rome. So Constantine emperor, one day he had to go for a war. And it seems that he saw a cross on the sky. And because of that vision, he won the battle. And after winning the battle, he inquired, what is that cross? What is the meaning of the cross? Then everybody began to tell that that's the symbol of Christians. Then he decided to baptize himself and convert to Christianity. So he never converted to Christianity because of love of Christ or his teachings. No. Just some sight he saw. And because of that, he converted to Christianity. And once the king himself has got converted to Christianity, he began to offer to everybody in his empire. Anybody, if he comes to Christianity, I will give him job in my, empire. You will get married. We'll arrange for the marriage. We'll give sites, benefits. Lot of things were given. This is why the concept of conversion actually came into the world. Some people ask now, how much did they give you? How much did they pay you for converting? This all began with Constantine Emperor only. So, as offers were given, lot of people began to come into the church. Then small churches was not at all sufficient. They used to organize and gather in the houses. So that's what the Bible says. But once thousands came, what happened? The place was not sufficient. Then what happened? The bishops used to approach the king for the place. Imagine king, what would he do? He offered a great place for them. Okay, build cathedrals. No, he built small places. King's capacity, king's power is there. So king granted them full power to build huge cathedrals where thousands of people used to gather. So as building began to grow very, very huge and all, lot of people used to come. All these people, remember, they never came because of love of Christ. Neither did they know about the Bible, nor the teachings of the Bible, nothing. So once they came in, you see, it was difficult for the bishops to hold them strong in the church. Why? Because as the days went on, there was no functions in the church. No celebration, no functions, no festivals, nothing. But in their religion, every now and then there was a lot of festivals. So slowly people began to go. Then what happened? To attract those people, the same things what they were all doing to other gods, they began to do to here, to God. You see, there they were doing to God's mother, God's father. So here what happened? Similarly, Jesus is God. So Jesus' mother is God. Put a sari for her, decorate her, light the candle, put for flowers, take you see pilgrims put statues, all these things came with that. All the things they were doing for other gods, they told, we will do for these gods. Same, no, God, one. No difference. We are not doing other gods' idols. Our god idol, we are doing it now. So this is how all the rituals in Bab, in what you say, pagan Rome, began to come into papal Rome. So then what happened? You see, so many people had come, thousands of people. So if actually at that time, bishop was working. He used to earn, go a salary job and earn and run the places. But so many people are there. If the bishop goes for work, then who will take care of the so many people? Then the king told, you don't go to work. I will pay you. So if your house is far from the church, how will the people approach you? So you built a house behind the church. Therefore, you see, now today, what is there? A big cathedral is there. Backside of the cathedral. Whose house is there? Bishop's house is there. Oh, then if king builds a bishop house, how will he build? He'll build like a small hut. He began to build very grand houses to the bishops. So then salary is not there. Means how will the bishop run his family? So king used to pay him salary. Huge salaries those days. So everybody thought this is the best job. No need to study nothing. Just preach something and mesmerize the people. Everybody will be paid well. So everybody used to run for this job. It seems to be there. Why? Because easy way to make money. House you will get. Every convenience will be borne by king, emperor. Nothing. No problem at all. So lot of people began to study theology. And Bible colleges were opened, only fake colleges, only things that are spoken out of the Bible. You see, so slowly what happened here, brethren? You see, this is how the church got corrupted. And that time, suddenly, you see, the Rome's capital was shifted from Rome to Constantinople. Why? Constantine emperor. So he shifted to his very place, Constantinople. So at Rome, there was no emperor. So, all these days, the world's capital was Rome. So, suddenly, many problems were there. People did not know how to handle these problems. So, whenever there was a problem, the only person they could identify and approach was the bishop. So, immediately, the entire Rome city began to depend on the bishop of Rome. So, slowly, what happened? The bishop of Rome began to get that recognition, the hype before the society. And he used to do what all he wanted to do, brethren, his own wish. You see, and that is the time, you see, that Justinian, after, you see, Constantinople died, Justinian came to power. So Justinian, he was a very orthodox religious person, you see, and that time, the kings used to have a title, Pontifex Maximus, chief religious ruler, the title was there. This was given to actually Justinian. Justinian told, yo, this holy title and all I can't wear. I am a sinner. I have no authority to take this one. So let this one be given to Bishop of Rome. He told. Then what happened to the other bishops? All the other five bishops got wild. Huh? Why should I give to this Bishop of Rome? We are there. No, give it to us also. So what happened? Slowly. Fight began to happen among the five bishops. Then Justinian saw when they could not be controlled, he put a law. All the four bishops should recognize the Bishop of Rome as your father and he is your papa. And if anybody doesn't agree, they will be killed. Immediately what happened? All the four bishops surrendered to the Bishop of Rome. Calling him as Papa. Papa in Latin was called as Pope. That is how, you see, the title Pope came into existence. All the bishops, all the pastors began to recognize the Roman bishop as the Pope. So this is how, brethren, the Pope actually came into existence. None of them had the knowledge of the Bible. Nothing. You see, and you know, what is the meaning of Pontifex Maximus? Pontifex Maximus means chief religious ruler. You see, maximum, minimum, you see, no, mini, maxi, midi, is there, no? The maximum is what? Maximum religious ruler. And Pope, since then, he claimed to be holy father of Pope. What does the Bible say? Are we holy? There is none righteous. 91:1, the Bible says, but the bishop and the Pope claim that they are infallible. They are holy. Read 1 John 1:8, brother. 1 John 1:8. 1 John 1:8.
Okay, brother. 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
If we say that we are no sin, then we deceive ourselves. He claimed that we are no sin at all. Infallible, holy father of fathers is himself. Everybody, fathers are there. Among all the fathers, he is the holiest of the holy fathers is himself. Then other titles which Pope claimed, chief pastor, pastors of pastor. Jesus is called as a pastor, no? Man, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So, shepherd means what? A pastor. So, he's the chiefest of all the pastorisms. Most divine of all the heads. Jesus said, who is head of the church? Jesus. So, he claimed, I am Jesus on this earth. You see, he claimed all the title belonging to Jesus for himself. Then Christ by unction. Unction means what? By anointing. As God has anointed Jesus, similarly, God has specially anointed me. Abraham by patriarch. Abraham was very faithful because of faith, very famous for his faith. He was a friend of God. So similarly, I have communication with God. I am a friend of God. Then Melchizedek in order. You see, Abraham gave 1/10 of his property to Melchizedek. So everybody give the property to me. I am Melchizedek, higher than Abraham. You see? And Moses in authority. Moses, how he ruled, how he led the people of Israel to Canaan. So I am the one who leading you all to heavenly Canaan. That's what they claimed, dear brethren. And the high priest, how high priest should dress now in very glorious robe. That is how they are dressing, claiming all this thing from the unscriptural. You see, things which are actually mentioned for the priest at those times. You see, dear brethren, so confession. Then Pope, you see, told, what all you sin, you come and confess to the fathers, immediately what will happen? All your sins will be forgiven. And that is the time the Vatican City was built. You know how it was built? They used to sell tickets, forgiveness tickets. That is called indulgences. You see, every sin you commit, you pay 5 rupees, immediately your sins will be forgiven. Your grandfather who is in hell, he's suffering, you pay 100 rupees, immediately you'll be giving a transfer certificate from hell to heaven. Based on these teachings, everybody were ignorant. No, Bible was a dead language. They paid huge offerings, dear brethren. In that amount only, today the Vatican City is built. And even today, Pope claims that he has two keys to hell and heaven. Whomever he wants, he can send it to heaven. Whomever he doesn't want, he can send it to hell. And everybody had to accept his teachings during those days. Anybody who violated his teachings, dear brethren, they were systematically slaughtered. They were not even, you see, spared at all. And during those days, you see, the barbarians, you see, attacks was there on the Romans. See, the barbarians are the wild people. They are not like systematic soldiers of the Roman Empire. They used to have a very wild, warfare. Whenever they wanted to attack, anybody, they should take huge, hammers, axe, everything, and slaughter everybody and hit it on their, break open their skull. They had no mercy. And the Roman army was so disciplined, it was really very well dressed. But seeing the approach of the war, the Roman army also feared to meet this and face these barbarians. And that is the time the king fed up and surrendered his entire army also to the Pope. Then Pope observed, what is the weakness of these barbarians? The barbarians are very orthodox people. So one day when the barbarians came to attack Rome, he clearly told, beware, on my left hand there are curses. If I curse like this, you will all go to hell fire right now in front of everybody. The earth will open, you will all die. In my right hand there are blessings. You will all go to heaven. As soon as the bishop claimed all these promises and all, immediately the barbarians, who were very religious, they surrendered to Pope. King saw, without even lifting one sword, how the Pope clearly destroyed the barbarians. The king also got surrendered to Pope. You see, the king completely surrendered. Since then, if any new king has to be anointed, you know who he was anointed? It was only by the authority of the Pope. Pope has to crown him and has to anoint him, it seems. The king has to walk on his knees, come to the Pope, remove his socks and kiss his feet, it seems, or else he'll become angry. Why? Because he's given in the Bible, no? Read Psalm 2nd chapter. Psalm 2nd chapter. Psalms 2. Correct. Psalm 2nd chapter 10, 11, 12. Can anybody read it?
Be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed by Zods of the earth. Zods of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with siblings. Kiss the Son, let he be angry, and you perish from the way. When his warmth is kindled, but a little blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
So all the titles which belong to Christ was acclaimed by Pope. That is the reason he says Thessalonians, he will sit as God, and like God, everybody worship him. Similarly, literally, all these things happened. He claimed that, see, Bible is there. Bible speaks, kiss the Son, or else you'll perish on the way. If you don't kiss me, you will all be killed. That's what, you see, the Pope is to rule like kings on this earth, Abraham. Now, to identify them, Jesus gave us a clue. Okay? He told to go and read the book of Daniel. So let us read Matthew 24:15, brother. Matthew 24:15.
When you therefore shall see the abomination of dissolution spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whose read it, let him understand.
You see? When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel standing in the holy place. Holy place means what? Who is the holy? Who is the church of the living God? Who is holy place? We. So once if we see that these things are taking place in the church, this is abomination that make it desolate. Then what did Jesus say? Whosoever readeth, let him understand. That means now we need to read in the book of Daniel and understand what book of Daniel says about this great Antichrist. Where is it given? It is given in Daniel 7th chapter. So next week, when we join, I request everybody to read Daniel 7th chapter and come so that we can clearly see the other things of Antichrist. Okay, so let us stop here. So we'll continue. So next week, so I request everybody to please read Daniel 7th chapter and come.